This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
30 years ago, one album changed the face of rock and roll.
Thank you. Good night.
And turned four guys from Ireland into the biggest band in the world. Matt Binfield sat down with Bono, The Edge, Adam, and Larry and talked a lot about a lot.
Records didn't sound like that in those days.
Join us as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the release. U2, The Joshua Tree Special continues. Brought to you by the knowledge and experience of Farmers Insurance. Here's your host, Matt Binfield.
I'm Matt Pinfield, today celebrating 30 years of The Joshua Tree. Now, the album was inspired by U2's experiences here in the U.S., and The Edge told me they originally intended to give it a different name.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is inspired by America. And for a while, we were playing around with titles, and one of the titles we were quite serious about was The Two Americas. We thought of America in terms of, you know, JFK, Martin Luther King, the Declaration of Independence, you know, the Founding Fathers, Abraham Lincoln, all these visionaries. But there's the other side to America, which at times is more difficult to relate to, and sort of the more reactionary part of it. So we were kind of exploring both sides, our sort of view of this idealized America and then this view of sort of more real America, America with more complex, you know, foreign policy ideas. And so I get why the record would be of interest historically, because it really, without us intending to, I think it became a kind of almost a Polaroid snapshot of what was going on. The album's kind of an attempt to put our arms around everything that we felt about America, all the positive things, which I say mostly they were positive, but also some of the disquieting aspects of what was happening around the world.
By the end of 1987, U2 were on top of the world. They wrapped up their first ever stadium tour, and the Joshua Tree had just been certified 4 times platinum on its way to diamond certification by 1995. To cap off that amazing 12-month stretch, the band won the famed Album of the Year award at the Grammys in early 1988. I asked Bono about that moment.
You know, the least attractive human trait is smug. And I have like a twitch, like a nervous twitch. When I'm nervous, I tend to look smug. When we won the Album of the Year, Michael Jackson sitting in front of us and with Bad expected to win his album, and it was a big moment, but I was very nervous. But if you see the speech, I just looked like one smug Irish annoying. And whatever you think about these award shows, something of the order of the Grammys, where it's a lot of musicians and people who care about music are voting, it's a gigantic moment. And from us, coming from where we'd come from, still based in Dublin, in that moment, it was all too much. But we didn't show it. We just looked like we were just having a laugh.
That's
but we were really having a cry.
U2 is the most awarded group in Grammy history, with 22 total wins, including 1987's Album of the Year for The Joshua Tree.
From father to son, the blood runs thin. See faces frozen still against the wind. The seam is split, the cold face cracked, the lines are. Steel and heart of stone. I'll sounds of the night. We're wounded by fear, injured in doubt. I can lose myself. You, I can't live without.
Insurance salutes the experience of U2 as they embark on the Joshua Tree Tour. At Farmers, they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two. And when blue skies get rough, Farmers will be there to help. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Right now with Sprint, lease one Galaxy S8 and get a Galaxy S7 Edge lease. That's two Galaxies for the price of one. Plus, get unlimited data, talk, and text with Sprint's unlimited plan, which works great for you, even if you say it like the announcer guy in a movie trailer. Right now, from the creators of Sprint's unlimited plan, comes an unbelievable offer that will save you money. Lease a Galaxy S8 and get a Galaxy S7 Edge lease. That's two Galaxies for the price of one. Sprint works for me. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/now.
GS 8-3125 per month, TS70 per month after $28.96 per month. Service credit requires two new lines of service for well-qualified customers with 18-month leases. Early termination results or remaining balance due credit applied within two invoices. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streams video up to HD 1080p, music up to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use rules, and data deprioritization. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The road can be unpredictable, so it's important to be ready come rain or shine. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience. experience so customers can prepare themselves for the journey ahead. And find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
You're listening to U2, the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree Radio Special.
On WPPM.
I never thought that I'd be talking about it 30 years later.
Back to U2, the Joshua Tree Special.
Edge, how you doing, man? It's Matt Pinfield. How you been?
Hello, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing also very well.
Yeah, it's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while since we talked, so it's just really cool to,
you know. It's good. How long ago? What was the last time we did?
I remember introducing you on stage at Urban Plaza, which was great. But
yeah, always good to chat.
One man come in the name of love. One man come and go. One man come here to justify. One man to overthrow.
From U2's 1984 album, The Unforgettable Fire, that was Pride in the Name of Love, a song that frequently ended up in sets on their 1987 tour in support of the Joshua Tree. Hey, it's Matt. We're celebrating the iconic album's 30th anniversary today with the guys, and I had to ask Bono about the incredible package they put together for its 2017 reissue.
I'm very proud of the look of it. It's an art book, really, as well as just a collection of songs. Whatever version of this album you get, it's been very lovingly put together. In one of the versions of it, there is the most astonishing collection of photographs, and they're not Anton Corbijn's; they're Edge's. And for the very first time, he's agreed, after years and years of us pressing him, he's agreed to put this out. and they're really breathtaking.
I mean, it's an 84 pages, right, of great photos that he's taken on the road.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And the music, you know, people will have had, if they've had other deluxe versions, they will have access to the B-sides. B-sides were the best B-sides of our life so far. So Sweetest Thing was a B-side. Spanish Eyes was a B-side. Walk to the Water, Luminous Times. So there's some outtakes and bits and pieces. But it's the object itself, I think, that people will be attracted to. Just the Anton
beauty.
Corbijn has again, he's put some shots together that no one's seen before, and that's going to make it very special.
And you really have to see this thing to believe just how amazing it is. It's set for release on June 2nd, and the 7-LP Super Deluxe box set includes The Joshua Tree, plus their 1987 performance at Madison Square Garden, and three records of B-sides, outtakes, and remixes. It's all available for pre-order right now and comes with a digital download as well. Hey, it's Matt. Another favorite moment on The Joshua Tree for me is the incredible bass line in One Tree Hill. I asked Adam Clayton if it came from an in-studio jam with drummer Larry Mullen Jr.
I think that was totally instinctive. We had a lot of luck in those days with just walking into a room and picking up the instruments and seeing what came out. I think it probably started with that little percussion sequence. It would have been an Eno innovation. And then, you know, Larry, I always say that, you know, when Larry plays the drums tell me what to do. And I think, you know, where the kick drums are in that part, I just started to play along to it. And it's, again, it's very unique. It locks really tight with what Larry's doing. And it's, you know, it's a rhythm part from a different era. I mean, that's not what records sound like nowadays. It's almost like a soul part, but it's modern.
Thank you.
special.
I think it's going to be full of great memories and special moments.
With your host, Matt Pinfield.
A song rarely performed since U2's original Joshua Tree tour in 87, that's Exit. Hey, it's Matt. They'll certainly be pulling that one out for the 30th anniversary tour, and they'll be joined on the road by some amazing bands. Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers, and One Republic will open shows in the U.S. I asked bassist Adam Clayton how they came up with the impressive list of opening acts.
Well, you know, what we wanted to do with the opening acts of this tour, because the last couple of tours that we've done, we've sort of not had an opening act so that we could just focus on making the U2 part of the show really important. But we wanted to celebrate those original Joshua Tree shows in that they had, there was a mood around the bill, and who else played those shows kind of contributed to the overall effect. So we wanted to look at some bands that had that essential kind of spirit of the Joshua Tree period. And I think Mumford and Sons are a, you know, they're a really a nice fit. I think their songs and their hearts are rooted in the desert and wandering minstrels that they are. So they're good. The Lumineers are, again, very much in that frame of mind, very much people who we would be very comfortable to have on the road with us and spend time with. And we try and make it fun for ourselves and for the audience, so that everyone feels like they're not just kind of waiting for the main act or something. Everyone feels like the whole show is important.
Shows in Europe will be opened by none other than Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Now, U2 filmed and released footage from their original tour as 1988's live album and film, Rattle and Hum. So I asked drummer Larry Mullen Jr. if the band had plans to do the same for 2017.
Yeah, it'll be called Rattle and Hum, The Return. No, I'm joking.
I knew you were.
I think we'll document it. I'm not sure that we'll do it the way we did Rattle and Hum. I don't think that's necessary, but I think we'll definitely document it in some way. I think it will be an error not to.
Yeah, let me ask you about some of the venues that you're playing again. Are you returning to some of the venues that you played the first time? And do you have any memories in particular about those?
Very few. I was trying to draw a comparison between the two tours. I don't know that we are returning to anywhere except, I think, the Meadowlands. I think that's the only venue that's the same. But even that's changed from one side of the street to the other. So there's no replication from what I can see.
Hey, it's Matt. In just over 12 minutes, Bono will update us on the band's progress on their upcoming 14th album when our look back at the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree continues.
Stick around. You Too, the Joshua Tree special is coming right back.
Farmers Insurance salutes the experience of You Too as they embark on the Joshua Tree tour. At Farmers, they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two. When blue skies get rough, Farmers will be there to help. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Wait. Your hair is lighter and brighter than it was the last time I saw you. Looks fabulous. What did you do?
I use John Frieda Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. It amplifies your blonde and lets you go two shades lighter for bright, natural, sun-kissed blonde.
Wow, beauty secret revealed.
Let's just say hair talks.
With Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection, your hair talks. Keep it light. Only from John Frieda.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned Warranties.
When things come out of the blue sky, having a game plan matters. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has over 89 years of experience helping people play through every stage. They've seen almost everything, so they know how to cover almost anything. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
You're listening to U2, the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree radio special.
On WBPM.
We're showcasing. showcasing the 30th anniversary of The Joshua Tree.
It's kind of unbelievable. It was 30 years ago that we made that record.
Featuring conversations with U2. Welcome back to U2, The Joshua Tree Special. Here's Matt Pinfield.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. The last song on The Joshua Tree is Mothers of the Disappeared. Now, Bono wrote a couple tracks on the album based on his experiences on a trip he took to South America. And the story behind this lyric was especially ominous.
The lyric centered on an experience that I and my new bride, Ali, had when we visited the country of El Salvador. We were going around Central America, but we had some intense experiences in El Salvador. There was a lot of trouble in El Salvador at the time. We met the mothers of some of these disappeared people. And they were just beautiful, dignified women, just reminded me of Irish women. Anyway, it's a very intense song. Even thinking about it, I sort of, it's a little too much. But it's a beautiful, aching melody. And yeah, it's got this righteous anger at the root of it. And it's brought me to lots of other mothers who've been in that situation in lots of parts of the world. That song has become a bit of a calling card.
The song that closes out side two of U2's The Joshua Tree, Mothers of the Disappeared. Hey, it's Matt. When I spoke with the band, they were hard at work on material for their upcoming 14th studio album, Songs of Experience. I asked Bono about the very talented group of people they brought in for this new record.
So much has changed with this band over the 40 years since we formed. For our best work, we usually have four producers, one for each member of the band. And so the Joshua Tree, you had Steve, Brian Eno, Daniel Lanois, and Flood. And it seems to work that way for us because we want a lot of things out of our music. This time we have Steve, Lily White, Ryan Tedder. We have Jackknife Lee, and then Andy Barlow, who's a electronic sort of Eno type guy out of London, who we've just getting to know, but he's doing great work with us. So we've got Steve, who records us better than anyone, just the live band. And remember, there's not many live bands who are really live, who can really play and want to be in a room together and have that chemistry. Steve Lillywhite's got that. Ryan Tedder's, the tunes just get better when he's around because he's a junkie for melody. That's his drug of choice, is just the most memorable melodies. And so he pushes us in that direction. So that's where we are for Songs of Experience. I played it to a friend the other day and he said, that's funny. He said, Songs of Innocence, you sound much older. He said, on Experience, you sound like you're all 18. It's very defiant, very joyful album. It's got big tunes, and if you don't like them, you're deaf.
And that's something for U2 fans to certainly be on the lookout for. Hey, it's Matt Pinfield, and we'll wrap up the show today with the song that the band used to wrap up their shows on their 1987 tour, With or Without You. It was their first single to top Billboard's Hot 100 chart and hit number one in over 10 countries, including U2's home in Ireland. Bassist Adam Clayton said the now-famous melody was meant to turn the record's pop sound on its head.
You know, it was a very, very poppy chord sequence, and I think it was a chord sequence that originally Bono had kind of come up with, and we kind of instinctively knew that the DNA of this chord sequence was sweet and poppy, and we just wanted to really corrupt it and change the meaning of it. And it was sort of, okay, let's just put it on the bass, keep the sweet sort of major chords out of the picture. And Edge did this kind of very subversive, infinite sort of guitar feedback that just twisted it. And I think when Bono added those lyrics of torment and obsession, the whole thing came together, and it has an intensity, and that was in it for right from the beginning. It was intense, it was nihilistic, but somehow it turned into one of our most popular songs. And at the time when it first appeared on pop radio, it was truly subversive because records didn't sound like that in those days. And in fact, it was kind of lucky that it could even get onto pop radio.
See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore, you give it all but I want more.
That's how U2 closed out their 1987 tour in support of the Joshua Tree with or Without You, wrapping up our celebration of the iconic album's 30th anniversary. I'm Matt Pinfield. I have to thank Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. for joining us today. I'd also like to extend my thanks to everyone at Maverick and the fine folks at Electric Lady Studios in New York City for connecting us with the guys. And don't forget, the Joshua Tree's 30th anniversary collection hits shelves on June 2nd. Today's show was produced by Westwood One's Ted Woods, with production by Scott Kirk. Executive producer is Jeff Pollock. Special thanks to Neil Bird and Susan Stevens. I'm Matt Pinfield. Thanks for listening to our 30th anniversary special for U2's The Joshua Tree.
Thanks for listening to U2 The Joshua Tree Special, brought to you by the knowledge and experience of Farmers Insurance, a Westwood One production.